Forget and forgive. Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. Proverbs 20, verse 22. Be not in haste. Let anger cool down. Say nothing and do nothing to avenge yourself. You will be sure to act unwisely if you take up the cudgels and fight your own battles. And certainly you will not show the Spirit of the Lord Jesus. It is nobler to forgive and let the offense pass, to let an injury rankle in your bosom and to meditate revenge is to keep old wounds open and to make new ones. Better forget and forgive. Peradventure you say that you must do something or be a great loser. Then do what this morning's promise advises. Wait on the Lord and he shall save thee. This advice will not cost you money, but is worth far more. Be calm and quiet. Wait upon the Lord. Tell him your grievance. Spread Rabshakeh's letter before the Lord, and this of itself will be an ease to your burdened mind. Besides, there is the promise, he shall save thee. God will find a way of deliverance for you. How he will do it, neither you nor I can guess, but do it, he will. If the Lord saves you, this will be a deal better than getting into petty quarrels and covering yourself with filth by wrestling with the unclean. Be no more angry. Leave your suit with the judge of all.